Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. Peggy Awerda is with us. Peggy is Associate Professor in Animal Science and Extension Equine Specialist at Iowa State University. And we're going to talk a little bit about an opportunity for women to learn a little bit more about managing horses. In fact, the course is called Women Managing Horses. Peggy, thank you so much for the time today.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Hey, is this a pretty big topic for folks to take advantage of?
It's a topic for, well, the majority of horse owners are women. And so, yes, for them, it's an important topic. And I think everybody that has attended this type of program in different parts of the state have had very good reviews of the program.
Are folks surprised to hear that women are the majority of horse owners in the state?
I don't think so, just because if you look anywhere on social media, most of it has images of women and horses, kids and horses, compared to men and horses.
Well, it seems like, and I can share examples here if need be, locally in our extension service through the 4-H program, we have some 4-H programs that are specifically dedicated to the horsemanship, and many of the folks that are involved and participate in some of their county activities during county fair and different shows are young women.
Yes, and part of my extension job is to advise the 4-H horse program. So I write the rules and regulations for the horse shows.
Absolutely. Well, when people think about the state of Iowa and horses, they probably think more about horses being somewhere else. But we actually have a pretty good-sized horse population here in the state, don't we?
Yeah, it's hard to get an exact count, but we're probably around 17th in the nation in terms of number of horses. Just like everywhere else, quarter horses is the number one breed in the state. And then we have horse racing. We have every activity that exists with horses. And so I think there's a lot of opportunities.
Sure. Well, let's talk about this program specifically. It's a four-session program, a four-week program, starting on February 9th that folks can take advantage of. What types of things will they learn?
So the first evening, we have a guest speaker that will talk on managing finances for equine farms and programs. So the program is actually designed kind of half business topics. So that's the managing finances. We also have an evening or part speaker on insurance in the horse business and then marketing strategies. And then the other component of the program is kind of the care of the horse. So one evening we have nutrition for horses, including forages, facilities and environmental management, so manure management, and then on healthcare, diseases and parasites.
Sure. Well, I assume like anything else, there's some folks who are probably raised around horses and have a pretty good working knowledge of how to manage, how to take care of. But then again, there are probably several folks who maybe they have an acreage and never really gave it much thought, but now have a desire to get in. And, where do you get that knowledge? This is a place to go.
Yes, and I think it touches on all those topics. And most likely there will be a couple of attendees that have a business or are thinking of starting or making their current horse program into a business. And then other attendees just want to come and learn how to improve the health or the care of their horse.
Sure. And some people may own a horse. Some people may have a pasture full of them. I suppose anybody can take benefit from this.
And some people pay to board their horse or pay other people to take care of their horse. But they still are interested in the care of their horse.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they should be, certainly. Well, talk a little bit about the specialists. I know you've got some folks coming in. You'll be speaking and taking care of some of this work. Who else will be involved in helping out, and what are their specialties?
Timothy Christensen. He's a farm management specialist in Iowa, and he'll be speaking on the finances. Megan Anderson, who's a field agronomist, but has worked with me on forages for horses. Dr. Beatrice Sponsoler from the vet school will be speaking on healthy horse, happy horse. There, Jamie Travis, who works at the hometown insurance and Realty and Creston is speaking on the insurance. And then Bobby Finnerty from Hardin County, she's a director for Hardin County Extension and Outreach, is speaking on marketing strategies. And she has long history with horses, and so gives a very good presentation at our marketing.
Okay, very good. Now, this is it's talks about that the title, in fact, is Women Managing Horses. Is it exclusively for women?
No, men can attend. They sure can sign up or attend with a significant other. That's not a problem at all.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the event itself. Now, I see that it's going to be an opportunity for folks to attend in person in Greenfield. The ISU Extension and Outreach in Adair County will be hosting that. So is that an in-person only event?
It is an in-person only event. We try to keep it small so that there's a lot of interaction and discussion between the participants and speakers. And so, and then we have some demonstrations. We also have usually part of the presentation, depending on the topic, does have an interactive component to it.
Is that an important component to it? You mentioned the interaction, the ability to ask a lot of questions and stuff. Is that important in this circumstance?
Yes, I think it is important. I think it, at least based on previous programs, the interaction and discussion is always rated very high. And so yes, I do think it's important. But some people, even though they may live in that area, may not know one another. So that it is an opportunity for people to meet new people.
Yeah, I suppose networking among horse owners is probably kind of an important thing, too.
Yes.
Have you gotten pretty good feedback from some of these other sessions around the state?
Yes, the feedback's been very good and very positive on the program. And I have occasionally had online programs, so I've used both, especially during COVID. But the in-person programs tend to create the greatest amount of discussion.
All right. Well, it says it's a 4-week program. So is it necessary to attend all 4 of those sessions?
No, we do. We will have kind of a Cybox where each participant will get a link to. And so usually the speakers will be recorded, as well as if they have any materials that will be posted in the Cybox. And the participants get a kind of a binder of topics and any handouts the speakers recommend. Plus, they get a certificate at the end of the course.
Very good. Some take-home.
And so it meets from 6 to 9 p.m. It usually doesn't last that long in terms of being there till 9.
Sure. Well, I see the cost is $75, and the registration deadline for that is February 6th. Is registration easy online?
Yes, it's very easy. If you plug in Women Managing Horses, you can usually be taken to a page that will supply that link.
All right. Yeah, simple Google search will probably get you where you need to go. And if not, you can always call the local Adair County Extension office as well.
They can contact Terry Roche, who's okay. The Ag and Outreach Coordinator in Adair County. And she's actually the coordinator working with the program. And so either I or Terry can help you.
All right. Make it as easy as possible. Very good.
Yes.
Peggy Awarda is Associate Professor in Animal Science and Extension Equine Specialist at Iowa State University Extension, and she, along with other specialists, will be heading up that opportunity for you. Again, that is a 4-week program, and $75, that registration cost, and the deadline is February 6th. So get after that as soon as you can, and pick up some good information there. We want to keep our friends very healthy and long-living for us. Very good. Peggy, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.